Hey everybody, it's Lee from the Story Pirates back with another episode. This week we've got shape-shifting clouds, entire communities of yetis, delicious entrees made of krill, a giant snowman, and the incredible comedian and actor, John Bass. All of that and more after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
And then maybe something like this. Yeah, that's it.
Lee, you're playing your guitar again. Does that mean you're sad?
Oh, hey, Megan. No. I just realized that the ship's sonar beeps at a steady pace, so I can use it like a metronome to help me keep time while I play. Check it out.
Whoa, neat!
Right? Check out this new song I just wrote.
Standing on the corner, bottle keeper on my mind. With some probiotics, I'll be fine.
Hey-oh! Lee, is your new song supposed to be getting faster like that?
No! Ugh! The sonar must be broken! So much for keeping time.
Oh, yeah. That sonar is really freaking out.
Seriously, what is wrong with this thing? Hey, everyone! Does anyone know how to fix this?
Hey, what's going on?
Everyone listen. The sonar is broken!
Oh, that's weird.
Is that bad?
Wait!
What is it, Eric?
That sonar isn't broken. It's...
Whoa. Okay, me now.
Eric, how did you know that melody the sonar was beeping?
It's a song my nanny used to sing to me when I was a kid. But wait, if the sonar is singing a special song only my nana and I know, then that must mean... Quick, everyone look out the windows.
Gasp!
I knew it! We're in an underwater city, which must mean... We've made it! We found the long-lost city of Nether Neboja that my grandmother used to tell me about when I was a kid! It's real! Our map must have just been wrong!
Everybody, anti-smush suits on! We've got an underwater city to explore.
Whoa! Check out all this cool Nether Nebojan architecture! And those Nether Nebojan sculptures! And this Nether Nebojan seaweed!
Peter, that's just regular seaweed.
Hell, it's still neat.
Eric, you weren't kidding! Nether Neboja is amazing!
I knew it was real! Oh, look! A passerby! Let's talk to them. Pardon me, you there?
You there? That's no way to talk to the king!
The king?
That's right.
The king.
Whoa, wait a second. You're humans from the surface. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. This rocks. Okay, welcome, my friends. Welcome to the lost city of...
Yes, say it.
Atlantis!
What?
I just like writing stories.
That's a good line.
Work hard and never give up on your story.
Don't forget to say goo-goo.
And that inspires me that jokes are very funny.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy
and songs.
I'm so glad you're here. This is so rad. Let me go tell everyone you're here.
Wait. We actually thought we were
Guys!
And he's gone. I'm confused. So, we're not in Nether Neboja?
No, we're in Atlantis, the other long-lost underwater city. Ugh, this is so annoying!
But it's a lost underwater city. That's cool, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's, like, cool, but also, like, ugh.
Yeah,
It's just not exactly the thing we were looking for.
Well, while we're sorting all of this out, should we just do a story?
Yeah!
Great! Okay, listeners, if you have a lot of family members or live in a place where there are just a lot of people, you might sometimes feel like it's hard to find some time alone just for yourself. And therefore, you might relate to the main character in this next story. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Brent. I'm 11 years old and I live in Michigan. This is my story, The Snowball Safe.
What a beautiful snowy morning. I can't wait to go outside to make the best snowman ever.
Oh, Lily, did I hear you say you were going to go outside to make a snowman?
Yes, Mom, all by myself.
Great, then you can take James and Ginny with you.
Hey, sis.
We're too little to go alone.
But Mom, I just want to be by myself.
You know what?
Why don't I come too?
Yeah!
Let's go!
Okay, James, Ginny, Mom, listen up. If you're gonna help me build the snowman, then we might as well make it the biggest snowman ever.
Did you say the biggest snowman ever?
We sure did, neighbor.
But it's just us building.
Hey, everyone!
Yeah?
Lily's building the biggest snowman ever. We should help.
Fine. If you all must help build this snowman, then everyone, get rolling.
Here we go.
There. We're almost done with the biggest snowman ever. All we have to do is lift this last snowball up on top of the other two. But it's going to take everyone's help since this thing is heavier than all of us combined.
This is fun.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. We did it!
Yay! Wait, a piece of the middle is falling off right onto... Oh. My head!
Hey, everyone! Ted got hit in the head with a snowball!
Laugh at me, will you? Take this!
Oh, hey, you just threw a snowball at me!
All right, I think maybe we should all just calm down.
Snowball fight!
No, wait, please!
Relax, Lily!
Yeah, join in the snowball fight!
But I just want to be by myself!
Oh, come on now, Lily. What's the worst that could happen? All this shouting and fun wakes up Jeff, King of the Yetis, from his eternal slumber in the ice castle just north of town.
I hadn't thought of that, but now that you mention it...
Oh, don't be silly, Lily.
Wait, what's that rumbling?
I'm so sorry, dear, but we're not listening anymore. Come on, kids. Let's go throw some snowballs.
Yay!
Let's go!
But Mom, James, Ginny, don't you hear that terrifying sound? It could only be...
Jeff, King of the Yetis!
I gotta hide. I know. I'll quickly hollow out the base of the snowman. He'll never find me in there.
This has been such a fun snowball fight. I gotta say, I'm fully distracted from anything else that may be happening around me.
How dare you puny humans ignore me? Your frivolity shall be your end. Hey, humans!
Huh?
Yeti, free! Now, to bury your entire town in snow. Yeti? Snow! There. Try to ignore me now.
Oh. Hey, Jeff!
Who's that coming down the mountain?
It's just me, Yeti Bob. What's going on down here? You woke me and all the rest of the Yetis up with your magic.
Yeah, what gives?
Oh, hey, Bob, Frank, rest of the Yeti Kingdom. My apologies. These puny humans woke me from my ancient slumber.
Are they the ones that were always, like, hunting and gathering and stuff?
They've clearly advanced since we were here last.
Oh, wow. Hey, guys, check out this snowman.
What about it?
Does he look suspicious to you?
It just looks like a normal snowman to me.
Okay, but if this is important later, I'll say I told you so.
Wow, foreshadowing.
Who said that?
Nobody. Definitely not a 10-year-old girl hiding inside the snowman.
But it sort of sounds like that is what it is.
Nope, it's just me. The wind.
Oh, that makes total sense.
Enough. It's clear that these advanced humans are becoming a threat. We need to find and freeze them all before they become too strong. Come, let us to the castle to make a plan to bury the rest of the humans under the snow.
Yeah! Under the snow! Under the snow!
Wow, it sounds pretty bad up there. Thank goodness I was able to dig out this snowball to keep myself safe. It's like a snowball safe. But now that everyone is magically frozen, that means I'm all alone. Finally! Now I can do whatever I want and there's no one around to bother me. Woohoo! First thing I'm gonna do is fill up this snowball safe with all my favorite stuff. Here I go. So she ran to the store and grabbed 38 billion gallons of ice cream. Then she went to her house, grabbed a TV, a bed, and some of her spare clothes. Also her toothbrush, a blanket, and pillow. And last but not least, she grabbed this guitar that wrote this song. Yeah! And now that the snowball safe is full of my stuff, look how great it looks. Mom would love this. Right, Mom? Oh, right. I forgot my family is out there and magically frozen. You know, since they are now basically statues and can't annoy me, I guess it wouldn't be that bad to have them around. Why don't I just bring them all inside? So she dug through the snow and found the frozen statues of her family. Then she dragged them to the safe, which is kind of hard to do when it's just you. Mom, James, Ginny, welcome to our new house, the Snowball Safe. What do you think? Who am I kidding? This is terrible. I thought being alone would make me happy, but now I realize that I've taken you all for granted. Sorry, guitar. My guitar! This gives me an idea. Mom, James, Ginny, stay here. I've got a rendezvous with Glory.
Quiet down! We've been arguing about which town to freeze next all day. I'm sick of this! Everyone, just pick a direction you want and start freezing humans. Agreed?
Agreed!
Wait!
Huh? Who said that? You there, the very small Yeti in the back, carrying a guitar. What's your name?
Why, I'm Doug, the most famous Yeti musician in the world.
Your name is Doug? What is it you have to say?
I was just thinking, before you head out on your conquest, I could send us off with a rousing Yeti song.
All right, Doug. But make it quick. We've got some humans to freeze.
This song is called Freeze the Humans.
Yeah! I like that title.
Oh, dear Yetis, you must be sleepy.
Sleepy?
The sleepiest Yetis to ever sleep.
This isn't a very rousing song.
Sweet dreams are waiting.
Something's not right.
For you to meet them.
Wait a minute.
Why not sing this lullaby?
A lullaby? I see what's happening here.
La 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 la.
No,
lullaby.
Stop. I'm getting so sleepy. Wow. Well played, Doug. You almost got me. But as you can see, I am definitely still up.
It worked! The Yetis are asleep. And now their magic is fading. I better get back to the snow safe. Family!
Lily!
Yeah.
What is this place?
This, my friends, is the Snowball Safe, our new home.
Whoa!
Really? I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, Mom. I'm so happy that I'm not all by myself. And on that day, Lily learned a lesson about appreciating people.
Hey, Lily, did you bring any of our stuff to the new house?
Ugh, leave me alone.
The end.
Wow, that was
really so good. Hear ye, hear ye. Make way for the grand entrance of King Atlas.
Hey, guys. It's me again. Ta-da. So fun. So, yeah. I'm King Atlas. Great, 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 great. Lost count. Great grandson of the original King Atlas. I'm the King of Atlantis, which, as you can see, is totally underwater. Anyway, so glad you're here. So we've been waiting for humans from the surface to arrive for centuries because...
Right. So beautiful city you got here, but we should really be going. Bye!
Yeah, we were sort of looking for another lost city. Cool city, though. Bye!
But wait! For centuries, we have
Listen,
been...
this all sounds very nice, and your city is cool and all, but I think we'll just be on our way now.
No, you don't understand. You are now our esteemed guests.
And that's, like, so nice of you, but I think we just sort of set ourselves up for a bit of disappointment here. No offense to you or your city.
Yeah, it seems super nice. I love the big... columns? Sorry, I was just expecting a different city.
Nonsense! You're gonna love our city. You just need a proper intro. Let's get some music up in here, maestro.
Whoa, where did all the balloons and streamers come from?
I told you, it's really cool and fun here. Let's get some grub.
Ooh, hors d'oeuvres.
And fancy snacks.
Yes, Peter, that's what hors d'oeuvres are.
A fancy word for fancy snacks? This place has everything. Okay, King Atlantis, thank you for the party. Really, it's very kind of you. But I think it's time for us to go. We really are just, like, super busy.
But we haven't even started the parade yet!
Check this out!
Parade? What?
See? Atlantis is so fun! I am enjoying myself.
Is that an elephant?
An Atlantean elephant.
Okay, this is getting out of hand. We should really...
And now we shall commence the potluck dinner!
Potluck dinner? But we didn't bring anything.
Oh, no worries at all. There's more than enough for everyone. Check this out. We've got krill cakes, baked krill, krill Rockefeller, krill cacciatore. Dig in, my dudes!
Yeah, we should really go.
Oh, come on. Let's just have one bite. Oh, wow. This is delicious. What is this?
Krill.
Incredible. Guys, you gotta try this. This place is awesome. Peter, no. Listen, King Atlantis, we are honored, truly. Thank you for your hospitality. Our visit to Atlantis has been one we will never forget. But this is not the underwater city we were looking for. So we're just sort of, I don't know, disappointed. No offense, your underwater city seems great.
But dudes, don't go.
I know.
It's so chill here.
Yeah, but bye.
I said don't go.
Whoa, are you okay?
Sorry about that. It's just you don't understand. We Atlanteans have been waiting for the arrival of humans for years because of the prophecy.
The prophecy? Okay, now I'm listening.
That's right. I like this guy. See, Atlantis fell into the ocean thousands of years ago, but we're a resilient people, a totally awesome people, and we survived slowly over many moons, morphing into the prosperous half-fish, half-human creatures you see before you.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna ask.
Anyway, Atlantis has been a peaceful democracy for almost 4,000 years.
Wait, I thought you were the king.
It's mostly a ceremonial title. But the prophecy said that humans from the surface would someday discover the lost city of Atlantis so that we could overhaul our entire system of government to make all of you our kings.
Huh? Finally. What?
Yeah! As the first humans to discover Atlantis, you are now granted the honor of being our rulers! Fellow Atlanteans, I present to you your new kings! My friends, all the riches of Atlantis are now yours!
This is so annoying!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Go ahead, take the throne. Actually, you may not all fit on one throne. We will make new thrones.
Listen, I think there's been a big misunderstanding here.
No misunderstanding. To the contrary, this event has been foretold in our legends and carefully planned for centuries to ensure a smooth execution.
Yeah, but we can't just rule your city. We're not even familiar with any of your customs or culture.
Oh, pish posh. It's basically just eat krill and hang out.
Well, as enticing as all that is, this is just not what we were looking for.
And yet you found us all the same. It's destiny!
But we have our own long-lost city that we were searching for, and then I thought it was made up, but now I'm not so sure.
Eh, you've seen one underwater city, you've seen them all.
That feels rude.
Rude would be refusing your right to the throne, my dude.
I really don't think you want us strangers ruling over your whole kingdom.
Well, the throne is yours nonetheless, and we don't do takesy-backsies here. It's in our constitution. See? Article 7, Section 3. No takesy-backsies, givesy-twosies, or grabby-wabbies.
I just don't think this is a good idea. I'm not really excited about it, and I don't like it.
Pet Lamb! Yes, Pet Lamb. Of course we know that you've been here the whole time, having returned with me from Planet Rachel back at the beginning of this season, even though we never really acknowledged it, and now you're only able to speak in Earth Lamb noises, and that you've been quietly tagging along on all of our underwater adventures thus far. Right, everyone?
So that's Pet Lamb. Yes,
of course.
What? No, Pet Lamb. I won't allow that.
Rachel, what's your Pet Lamb saying?
He says that he wants to stay behind. and be the ruler of Atlantis on our behalf.
But what about the sacred decree?
Peace, young Atlantean. The sacred decrees say that we Atlanteans shall pledge fealty only to the first Earth creature to discover our city. It doesn't necessarily have to be a human. In other words, there's no rule in the rule book that says a lamb can't be king. Rock on, lamb!
Are you sure about this, Pet Lamb? Aw, Pet Lamb, I'm gonna miss you too. I know I don't say this enough, but you're my best friend. That's fine. It's okay that I'm not your best friend. That seems pretty normal and doesn't change the way I feel about you. No, totally. It is all relative. Like, I only have a few close friends, but you have a huge friend group. Aw, I love you too. Good luck, former King Atlas. You take care of him now.
Atlanteans, all hail our new monarch, the Pet Lamb. Here's your crown.
It's a little big.
And your scepter.
Pet Lamb doesn't have opposable thumbs.
And your whittle cape is so cute.
You know, this isn't where I saw this day or this lamb going, but it all makes sense.
Well, we really need to get going if we're going to find Nether Nebojia. But before we go, should we do another story?
Yeah!
Great! Listeners, if you're the kind of person who likes to stare up at the clouds and find shapes, you're gonna love this next story. Here to introduce it is the author.
Hi, my name is Cecilia. I'm 8 years old and I live in the UK. This is my story, Claudia the Cloud.
And that cloud right there, a starfish.
Why would you say starfish and not just a star?
Wait, now it looks like a bunny. How did it change so fast?
Now from a bunny, it's morphing into...
A snail carrying a cup of tea? That's exactly what it is.
Clearly, we have some cloud connoisseurs down there to watch me, Claudia the Cloud, in all my glory. But will they get this one?
It's the cover to Joy Division's seminal 1979 album, Unknown Pleasures.
Ugh, obviously. Geez, took them long enough.
Hey, are you guys cloud watching?
We get so few clear days around here, you gotta enjoy it while you can.
Oh, my family and I love watching clouds morph.
I've got quite a crowd down there. Time to reveal my latest masterpiece. An octopus flying a helicopter carrying an overflowing box of spaghetti over the island of Santorini, Greece. Here I go.
Let's go before it starts to...
Wait, I was just getting to the helicopter blades. Ugh, rain clouds. Why did you have to start now?
Sorry, Claudia. We're on a schedule.
I had a brand new tableau I was going to unveil.
What was it?
You wouldn't understand it anyway. You're a rain cloud. I have a much bigger calling. I'm an artist.
Don't you think you're taking yourself too seriously? like a cirrus cloud.
If I had eyes, I'd roll them. I'm out of here.
Bye, Claudia. Hope you'll forgive Strat us in the future. These are cloud jokes.
Ugh, I'm so frustrated, and all this anger and annoyance has clouded my thinking. I'm gonna go talk to my old friend, to Tristan's treehouse.
Another rainy day. Luckily, I'm protected by the leaves on this tree.
Tristan!
Hey, over here.
There you are. Hey! Ooh, I always forget which tree you live in now that you no longer live in the atmosphere.
Hey, yeah, it's hard to tell from up above. From the ground, most people mistake me for fog.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it is. So what's it with you, kid?
I was really having a great morph session today when out of nowhere, rain clouds. I was working on this big piece for a while and nobody got to see it.
Well, can I see it?
I thought you'd never ask.
Ha. Huh. It's an owl in a go-kart jumping over a carton of rubber bands in the hot Massachusetts.
Not even close. It is an octopus in a helicopter carrying a box of spaghetti over the island of Santorini, Greece.
Oh, weird, because that was my second guess.
Nobody understands my work.
Oh, come on now. There's lots of beings here who appreciate what you do. You know, in some parts of the world, there's no clouds at all.
Like where?
The Sahara Desert, for example.
So you're saying if I went to the Sahara, I'd be the only cloud in the sky, so people would have to pay attention to me and all my amazing cloud shapes?
That's not even remotely what
Tristan, Tristan, that's a great idea. I'll fly there right now.
Claudia, you may want to think through.
Okay, yeah, yeah, you too. Bye. Whew. I've been flying for a while and there's just a bunch of sand underneath me. Either this is a really large beach or it's the Sahara, but I seem to be the only cloud in the sky. Finally! Now, if only there were people who could see my cloud shapes.
Okay, Raymond, if we just head to that dune over there, I bet we'll find ourselves back with the tour and their gallons and gallons of water.
Nigel, that's what you said 4 dunes ago.
People! Yes, here I go.
Admit you got us lost.
Oh, look, a cloud.
Let's get under it and get out of this heat.
They're coming over. Okay, Claudia, now's your time to shine. No offense, son. And here we go. Ta-da! A peacock throwing a pizza.
At least we have some shade now.
Helps with the heat, but I'm still so thirsty.
They still haven't noticed my shape. Unbelievable. Everywhere I go, I'm overlooked.
You, want to play tic-tac-toe in the sand?
No, Nigel. I'm so thirsty, I don't think I can talk much more.
Hello? Up here. Peacock with a pizza.
I guess the one thing we can agree on is that extreme thirst makes it impossible to focus on anything else.
Why won't they focus on me? Oh, I left home and flew this far only to stumble upon people who appreciate my work even less. These guys ruined my day, so I am going to ruin their day and quite literally rain on their parade. Yes.
Is that thunder?
Like the Fleetwood Mac song says, thunder only happens when it's...
lightning?
No, Nigel!
Raining! What? Look at them, they're dancing?
Oh, we're saved! Thank you, Cloud! Thank you!
Oh, wow. I've never actually been able to help people before, but this is like the feeling I get when I make shapes times 10.
Hey, there's the guide and the rest of the group. We're saved. Over here.
This is incredible. I can't wait to tell Tristan all about it. But in the meantime, I feel so good, I want to do a cloud shape.
Whoa. Look at how big the cloud has gotten.
It's obviously an octopus flying a helicopter over the beautiful Greek island of Santorini while carrying a box of spaghetti.
Oh, yeah.
I did it!
The end!
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hello?
Hi, is this Cecilia?
Yes.
This is Lee from Story Pirates.
Hi.
Cecilia, I'm so excited to talk to you about your story, Claudia the Cloud. Can you tell me how you got the idea for it?
Well, I like doing cloud watching a lot. So I have this game where I sometimes try and spot shapes with my mum. And I thought it would be fun if I made a story of a cloud that could turn into multiple shapes.
Cecilia, do you write a lot of stories?
I make up a lot of stories, like... sometimes they just make them up in my head. I do it a lot before I go to sleep.
And do you have any advice for kids who might want to write a story but aren't sure how to start?
If you just think of what your favorite kind of story is, and it could be multiple. And if you have multiple, you could take two of them and just merge them and then add your own sort of thing to it.
Merging two stories, kinds of stories that you like. Can you give me an example?
So if you like magic stories and adventure stories, you could just put them together and you'd have like a magical adventure.
That's amazing. How about I name a kind of story, like a genre, and then you choose something totally different, like another kind of story or another genre, to add to it, and we see if we have a brand new weird story no one's ever come up with.
Okay,
so how about we start with a mystery story?
Mystery and animal related.
So in this story, there's a bunch of animals solving a mystery.
Yeah, and they're wearing detective suits.
Yeah. Yeah, like Sherlock Holmes, but he's a badger.
Yeah, Sherlock Badgers.
Okay, let's try it the other way. You give me a genre and I'll add something to it.
Mythical.
Mythical. Okay. How about mythical, but it's a heist story?
So a bunch of unicorns robbing a bank?
Yes. Doesn't that actually sound amazing?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go first this time.
Okay.
Like a soap opera that takes place in a hospital?
That and then they're all babies.
Coming up next on Dirty Diapers MD, can Dr. Baby save their patient before they have an accident?
Don't forget to say goo-goo.
Well, Cecilia, I think you've inspired a lot of kids today with some ideas of how to come up with their own brand new original story. Thank you, Cecilia.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a huge thanks to today's authors, Bryn and Cecilia. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, pick a favorite kind of story that you like, and then merge it with a totally different kind of story. You know, just like Cecilia suggests. And then find the unique ways that your two kinds of stories work together to create a totally unique story of your own. As always, grown-ups can submit stories at storypirates.com. See you next week.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Bear, Mike Cavallon, Chad Chennai, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Jonathan Roberts, Jasmine Romero, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Bear at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord, arranged by Brendan O'Grady and Jack Mitchell, produced by Brendan O'Grady, and featuring the beatboxing of Kayla Mullady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Staff writers are Mike Cavallon and Mahala Lawrence. And contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Special guest, John Bass. This episode features performances by Eric Austin, Langston Darby, Petey Gibson, Rachel Jarofsky, Nick Canellis, Leslie Kareen, Peter McNerney, Joshua Nasser, Emily Olcott, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Rachel Winitsky, Ted White, and Nimini Ware. The Snowball Safe songs were written by Peter McNerney and produced by Jack Mitchell. Additional recording at 29 South Studios in Fairburn, Georgia. Next week on Dirty Diapers MD.
Nurse, am I going to make it?
Oh, don't worry. The doctor will be here soon. She'll know what to do. There she is.
What? Where? All I see is a crying, whining baby.
Sir, that baby is your doctor.
What?
Don't worry, sir. That baby's the best surgeon alive once she has her pacifier.
Okay. But what is that smell?
Uh-oh. Doctor did an oopsie.
Dirty Diapers MD. Don't forget to say goo-goo.